Well, folks, if you've been listening to my shows, you know I love Zinfandel, and Paradox is the house of Zinfandel and Cabernet and Merlot, but this is primarily, the focus is Zinfandel for Paradox, and this is Duckhorn Wine Company. David Marchese is sitting here. He makes these wines. David, bless you. These are incredible wines. This is one of my favorite stops, and maybe we can do it again tomorrow.
That would be nice. I'd love to spend some more time tasting wine with you, Doc.
This is the traditional Paradox, and this is what?
So we're calling this the Z blend now, and this is what everybody knows as Paradox, what's been around since 1994. It's just that we folded some of our other smaller brands under the Paradox label now, just to make it a little bit easier to understand for everybody. But this particular blend we're calling the Z blend, which stands for Zinfandel as the primary component, and as we've always done in the past, it's Zinfandel base with Bordeaux varietals blended in. So primarily Cabernet Sauvignon as the second component. We play with some Merlot. Merlot always makes it in. We've got a great source in Oak Knoll that really complements this wine. And then we also play with some Cab Franc. We've got a new Petit Bordeaux source. As long as it's a Bordeaux, then we can fold it into this blend. We have one other wine now that we've got out in the wholesale market, which we just tried, the C blend, which is a Cab-based blend. They're always going to have Zinfandel in them with Bordeaux. Focus on that main core varietal as sort of the primary component, the primary aroma, the primary flavor profile. So here you get that slightly riper characteristic you get from Zin, some bright brambly fruit, you know, sweet brown sugar kind of notes. But you get the added benefit of some complexity, which sometimes Zin falls a little bit short on. It can be just a little bit too fruit driven for people. A little bit of ageability, a little bit of texture from the Cabernet Sauvignon, some bright red fruit from the Merlot. Funny thing over the past several years that I've been here, trying this wine and seeing how diverse it is with food. I probably mentioned this to you before, but I'm a huge barbecue guy. So this with some marinated pork ribs or a hamburger, filet mignon, whatever you want.
All the above.
Yeah, or all the above. Because it has interesting spices and the pepper from the Zin, that kind of white peppery, the bright fruit, the texture from the Cab, because there's so many things going on, I found it with Asian food, like Thai food, it works really well because of the sweetness, the spice that you get in there. It balances each other out really well.
I think Zinfandel and Asian food is a perfect match, and I've been doing that for a long time. I love the brown sauces of those foods, and when you put it with Zinfandel, Zinfandel stands up to it.
It definitely does, and you can have that salty character you can get from soy sauce too. So to take that kind of ripe, sort of sweet character in the Zin to balance out sort of the sweet and the savory, the sweet and the salty, I think it all works together.
It does indeed, and you add the spice or a little extra spice, and we're happy gentlemen sitting here right in the heart of Napa Valley. Let's give a phone number and a website.
Website is www.paradux2x's.com, and the phone number is 707-945-1800.
Great food just came to the table. So, folks, we saved you a seat, and you better get here very soon.